give you a little quick report on Sister Elsie Ratliff. She's, most of you probably, you know, knew she did have a heart attack Sunday and was taken to the Baptist Hospital. And but they did a cath test on her that night, and her large arteries are open, but her small arteries are blocked. And that's what was causing her pain. They later said she was really only getting about 30% of her blood through her heart. But her blood pressure dropped so low that they thought they was going to have to put her on a ventilator or life support. And it just kept going down. And I think part of it was medication that they were giving her. But she did get out of critical care or coronary care this evening. And they put her in a regular private room. But it looks like she may be having a relapse, and her blood pressure's plummeting again. She can't breathe, and of course, another thing, I hadn't been able to keep her oxygen level up. She has congestive heart failure. Of course, they're trying to get fluids off of her, but I don't know. They may be moving her back into coronary care. And they just called me on the way to church, and she's requesting that we have special prayer for her, and I promised them that we'd pray for her right before church. So let's ask God. Let's all stand here and ask God to touch Sister Ratner. Precious Lord, oh God. Dear Jesus, God, we need your help, Lord, for Sister Ratner for tonight. God, touch her and lift her up out of this condition, Savior. Oh, Lamb of God, Jesus, touch her, Jesus. God, help her to get this fluid off of her heart, Lord. And help her to breathe better, get more oxygen, Lord. This anxiety that goes with it, Lord, release it. Touch her children in this and help them, oh God, tonight. Touch this family, Lord. Use this for your glory. Oh God, I know that all things will work together for our good. We look to you and believe and have faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Precious Savior. Precious Savior. Precious Savior. Praise God. All right. I know we have other requests, and we'll take regular prayer here in a little while. They're having the campground this week. Of course, I was going until this happened, and I was still going to go. I just thought Monday I'd wait, and you know, once they said they may put her on life support, I thought maybe I better wait, see if she does all right. And then they just kept going. I called the campground and gave them a report of why I wasn't there, and told them that Sister Ratliff had a heart attack, and that they may have to put her on life support, and that I felt I ought to stay here until I saw she was all right, and that I'd probably come on. But it's been so kind of touch and go the last few days. I was kind of afraid to leave, but I've got reports back that she died. You know, at the campground, they told that I didn't come because one of the sisters in the church was on life support, and then, which they didn't get that. But Brother Gary Green, I called him and I said, announce this properly. What's going on? He said, I did, but they keep somebody, it's kind of like the phone tree, I guess, you know. One tells it, another one tells it, adds a little something to it, or didn't get it exactly right. But today I heard that they announced that we had a sister die. So Of course, she's got family in other parts of the body, and they're all hurt hearing that and calling, wanting to know which sister it was. So anyway, we'll just have to see. Deathly ill. See, I've already called and told them she's improved. And I called today and said she's improving and keep praying for her. But Brother Johnny Budd, you know, he and I are buddies. We're not necessarily running buddies, but we're friends. Well, Brother Budd got there Monday night. And as soon as he got there, he got a call that Sister Tubby passed away in Nacogdoches. So he just got in his car and went back home. And so they probably getting this mixed up. Because Brother Budd is not there because somebody in his assembly did die and pass away. And Sister Elsie's heart attack. So I know some of you are watching it on streaming video and you're hearing some of these different reports. But I assure you, I'm not putting them out. They're just coming back that way. Anyway, let's worship the Lord tonight. Let's have church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, Brother Tally.
Peace.
Brother Wallace, if you'd just leave it on, I'll control it up here on mine. I was thinking the other night about unity. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what does it take to have unity? And I felt like the Lord said, first, you have to have peace. It takes peace. You can't come together unless there's peace. I wonder if we can sing that just a little bit more, sister. Right? Oh God, give us peace, Lord.
Peace is wonderful peace. Oh, oh. Peace.
Thank you. Isn't it wonderful how the Lord knows our needs tonight? I don't suppose Sister Bryant knew that half the church needed peace in their lives tonight, but God did. I really feel like that song was ordained by the Lord. Just not happenstance. But I appreciate having the peace of God in my heart tonight.
Yes.
I've got troubles all around me, but listen, I know where my anchor is tonight. And I can touch heaven. And this can be a peaceful walk with God, can't it? In spite of all of our problems and troubles and things. And then I quoted that scripture Sunday. Peter said, cast all your burdens on him because he cares for you. And we carry heavy burdens tonight. But I know the burden bearer tonight. And, you know, we can be unpeaceful. This world is really not at rest. They'd love to have what we have tonight. They'd love to have the consolation that we have tonight in God above all their problems and troubles. But as I did at one time, they may not be taking the Southern comfort, but they're looking for something else. They're looking for peace. This world is restless, but we found a peace in God that passes all understanding. Woo, aren't you glad you found a place where we can lay down and rest and share all of our burdens with the Lord. Some evenings I can't wait to get home and fall on my knees and say, I need Jesus. And not very soon, he's there. I can feel his spirit. Some days on the job, I find me a little spot and pray, Lord, I need your help. That's one of the wonderful, wonderful benefits of God, peace and joy. And we have that tonight. I appreciate his peace and his love tonight. And I know there's families here tonight that they're seeking for something. Let's remember Brother Mark Boyd tonight. Just had a death in their family. Don't you know they want peace, the love of God in their heart tonight over this condition? Sister Elsie Ratliff, her family tonight. Let's ask God to bring a peace on their family and their home. Sister Linda. Okay, just remember the Lacey family tonight.
Who passed?
Sister Julie Lacey. Who passed away? Aunt Wilma.
Okay. Brother, yeah. All right, yes. Brother Paul and Sister Ann Thompson working late. Brother Eugene's working late.
Brother Gene, all right. Brother Paul Thompson, his wife, they're working late tonight. Remember them, Brother Anthony, Brother Ray Weaver. Okay, has a problem with his blood sugar, not properly regulated. Let's remember him tonight. Yes, Brother Stan was up here for prayer. Okay, let's remember Brother Stan. Good to see him in church tonight. See what happens, okay? Let's try Jesus too, all right? Yes, Brother Weiniger. Yes, let's remember Brother Weiniger tonight. Okay, Sister McGowan. Okay. All right, Brother McGowan. And Sister Jackie Tucker is not here tonight. They just... Okay. Anyone know anything on Sister Rice? Get company. Okay. And Sister Rice has some company. Sister Bryant. Brother Bryce. Brad Bradley. Daughter. Sister Weiniger. Excuse me. The baby's doing a lot better. Yes. Okay. Good report. Good report. Okay. Okay, just wait. Did you? Okay. All right, Sister Joanne Weiniger, not feeling well tonight. Just getting in from work. Got two right here, Brother Spencer. Keep praying for Sean that God got a hold of his life. Saw someone answers. Okay. All right. Okay. Do that. We'll pray for you. You all went.
Inez Brett.
Inez, Little Brett Weiniger. Zachary, did Alex go? Going to the campground. Sister Abraham. Okay.
Rochella.
Sister Rochella. All right. Let's pray for him. Okay. Inez Watson. All right. I desire your prayers too. Yesterday morning, they called a company meeting in our conference room, and they told us that hopefully we'll be working for another company instead of Windmere Applica. They've made a transition, and they just told us about it yesterday. So they called us to the conference room and told us the people would be in today and tell us all about their operation. Weber Incorporated out of Los Angeles, California, major distribution trucking firm, will be taking over our business. So I received a packet today. They don't have to hire me. I got to fill out a new application, go through drug screening, background check. Well, I'm glad I'm a Christian. Oh, man. I got a whole packet at home. Math tests, And they said, if this company offers you a job, well and done, good. If not, then Windmere Applica has a servant's package for me. But I really would like to keep working. I'm not ready to go just thrift store shopping and fishing right now. Permanently, you know what I mean? It's all right for a little sideline, but I don't want to do that permanently right now. So will you pray about my job application, that I'll pass all my tests and everything? When you get 62, you hate to go applying for another job somewhere. It's all right when you're 42, 32. So that's my prayer request tonight. Anyone else got a need you'd like to bring before the church? Our God is rich tonight. He's rich in blessings. He's rich in mercy. He's rich in peace and his wonderful love. You got a need tonight, believe God will help you. Let's stand then. Let our needs and requests be made known to our Savior tonight that hears all of our prayers. For the eyes of God roam to and fro throughout the earth, searching for those whose heart is perfect toward him. I'm glad that the blood of Jesus has never lost its power tonight. Has the power to heal Sister Elsie Ratliff tonight and her family. Oh yes, a healing power of God tonight. The blood of Jesus has never lost its power. Oh God, his power to save and keep his people together tonight. Surely those who need a touch from God tonight, knowing of his healing hand is available, we'll call upon the Lord. He said, I'll be there for you. I'll be with you. Oh, yes. We appreciate his wonderful presence of peace here. Yes, Lord. Those that are traveling to the meeting tonight, that God will bless the meeting there at the campground too. And this host, his children, tonight that are crying out to him. We know that God will. He'll supply our needs according to his riches and glory tonight. What would we be? What would we be without Jesus tonight? Where would we be without this wonderful covering, this wonderful peace we have? We thank God for this treasure that we found. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Jesus. Help us tonight, oh God, as we call upon you. Oh, yeah, surely we share our burdens with you tonight. Surely he's able tonight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch each family here tonight that's leaning upon the Lord. Praise our God.
Thank you. Our God is real, isn't he? At least we can say that, because we know he is. All those people out there that don't believe in the Big Daddy and believe in other people, they can't say that, can they? Well, we can, so he's real, all that. If you don't believe that, come in here and find out. He's real. Well, I'm happy to be here tonight, and that's all.
DJ was making reference of that God's real. Aren't we all thankful we got the Holy Ghost? I mean, to an atheist, that's proof, isn't it? Because why would we have this tongue speaking? That's proof that we're speaking to our Almighty God. So there's something for an atheist to say, holy, there might be something to that. Okay? Since we got the Holy Ghost, and we read a King James Version, apparently Christianity's true. So, now Brother Weininger and I have always been an analytical type of person. We always put all these little cubes together and say, if this is fact, and this is fact, and this is fact, okay, here we go. There's the facts. So, that's just the basics. I'm just tying on where DJ's talking. But as Brother Daniels was talking about, going home every evening. Well, I don't do it on the evening. On the way to work, because when I go to work, that's when I do my praying. Because I'm thinking, oh Lord, what's going to face me? Instead of after I left it, I'm thinking, what's going to face me? You know. So, as Brother Molno would say, and hopefully I can do it justice, I hadn't done this in a long time, I got to go home and talk to my lover. If I can actually... Brother Whitlow, yeah, Brother Whitlow. I'd have to go home and talk to my lover. He wouldn't come home and talk to his wife, but he'd go in and talk to his lover. So, I'm thankful that we go ahead and pray to our God and touch him. There's times that we got to touch him. And right now, you know, hey, I'm thankful I got to touch him every once in a while myself. I mean, there's moments I'm thinking, whew, when I was laying in that hospital months ago, I had to touch him, because there was times I thought, Lord, I don't want to be crippled the rest of my life. I mean, I had those funny feelings. And we have some little thing about us. We got to touch the Lord for something. Maybe that's why the Lord puts us in little predicaments. So he'll say, okay, you ain't giving me enough attention. I'm going to make you pray. You know. So I'm thankful I'm here tonight. And I'm thankful that we can eventually, with enough prayer, and I'm going to tie in to Brother Smith, look and get some peace. We can get some peace with enough prayer. So I'm thankful I'm here tonight, and I'm thankful that we got proof, or joy, or enough that knows that God is real, and he is real in my heart. And I'm thankful just to be here tonight.
Testimony, and I always enjoy the Dotson's testimonies. I love hearing young people talk, and they're hearing how God's dealing in their life and getting their perspective on the Lord. What are they picking up here in church? And it's
It always makes me feel good to hear them talk about the things of the Lord. And we're going to have another youth service, youth in charge service. I don't know what we're going to call it, what we call them, but anyway, y'all, it's like we had last month. And I was thinking about the realness of God that we've all experienced, being born of the Spirit. And we've heard the good word of God and know that it is, and we've had faith and believe that it is, it's true. It's true. Put our belief in that, our faith. And this world is conspiring against us. If you say, well, are you a conspiracy theorist? Yes, I believe the world's conspiring against us. Every day, it's getting, this world's turning their hearts further and further from God. And so we have a big job. We've got to, I want to look at people as God would look at them to, my heart would be to see them saved. But I was thinking, as mentions of some of knowing if God is real or not. I was thinking of, I listened to a man one time on tape. He talked about, there was a bishop, I think it was in England, his name was Paley. And he had this theory. Well, it wasn't a theory, it was just a deductive reason, I guess. I don't know if it's very much deductive reasoning. I'm not a big guy on deductive reasoning, because deductive reasoning says this: I examined 10 dogs today and they all had fleas. Therefore, I concur that all dogs have fleas, and that's not the case. And that's an example of deductive reasoning, where you observe something, and through your observance, you make a generalization of everything. But Paley had an observation. One day he looked down at his pocket watch, and this is back in when they wound him up. And it took a skilled craftsman to make a watch, a wind-up watch, a pocket watch that would keep time accurately while it was wound up. And he had an observation that when he picked that pocket watch up, that he could lay that pocket watch anywhere in the world that knew of pocket watches, and they would say, or even in a world that maybe had never seen a pocket watch, and they could pick that up and look at it and take it apart and say, somebody made this. Somebody made this pocket watch. It had to be made. Look at all the intricate parts that were machined out. And this pocket watch had to have been made. But if you look down at a rock, just by the observance of the eye, and say, that's just a rock, and it just could have bing, bang, or the big bang and blew up and we all appear here. But yet, the earth, the universe is a lot more complex than a pocket watch. They say the human auditory system is one of the most complex things that you ever had ever seen, and how it works. But yet, somehow, through a what do they call that? Mutation, and it just somehow we magically heard. And there has never been a mutation that's happened that's ever been beneficial. Most every been a mutation that's ever happened in the animal kingdom has been detrimental, such as cancer. It's been something hurtful, but yet they believe that this whole species of all the earth somehow mutated. And well, that's an absolute fool that would believe something like that. The Bible calls him a fool. It says there, a fool saith in his heart, there is no God. I'm glad he has touched my mind. I'm no longer, I do not think foolishly. I believe I've got a maker. I was made after his image and his likeness. Although something happened along the way. I'll give y'all an example of the other day of them dogs fighting. I thought of a better example, may get your attention. I go through and I clean the dog pens up at the dog kennel. And I start at one end and I come down the end of these three puppies. And I carry this bucket of poo in there with them dogs. And every time I do that, there's one I have to keep telling her to get out of it. She wants to eat in that bucket. And it hit me this morning. The reason she does that, it's in her nature to do it. She's a dog. Every time I go in there, I tell her, quit that. Stop that. As soon as she'll stop and look at me. As soon as I turn my back, she's her head right back in that bucket. I can get her to mind me. I can get her not to do it when I'm looking. But she can't help it. I've got another one every time there's something dead, she will roll in it. It's in her nature to do so. Bill Smith's been trying to tell us, you can't change this old nature. It's going to do what it does. It's not God's nature. But there is a new nature that seeks after heavenly things. Hallelujah. I don't want to be gobbling up dust. I believe that there's a righteousness that I can obtain that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. The same faith that caused Abraham to get thee out of thy country. He believed God. I believe. That's God telling me. And I'm going to follow after God. Well, there's a God that's calling us to something high. Something higher. I can't put my trust in what this old guy can do. I can train him. I can dress him up. I can get him to do some good tricks. I can make him behave. But he's trying to get to that gate. I sang that song about that time. Shut the gate and grab the rope. This beast is gonna run. Well, at some point, this old carcass is gonna die off. And I want to have this mind transformed. That I believe and submit my life to His will. I think the key is believe. Believe. Believe that He will do it. He's going to do it. He's able to perform that thing which He hath begun. Not doubting. Not wavering. I think that's the key in Hebrews 11. Talk about not doubting or wavering. So, well, what about Michael? So we got, now, Michael, are you trying to do away with standards and stuff? No, I hope I don't ever get across that. I want to live like a Christian, and I want to act like a Christian. If I'm not, I'm falling off the wagon, so to speak. For the jury, I want to fall off the wagon. I want to live in a high standard of holiness that He's called me up into. Hallelujah. And I can live, I can turn around and say, when you see me, you see the Father. That's the righteousness I want to attain. Someone asked me one time, says, I'm not going to answer that, but I'm not going to say that. Someone asked me one time, what's your definition of righteousness? I said, it's the same definition Jesus said. Said, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. I said, if I can obtain to that, that's righteousness. I'm going to believe He's taking me there. He made a promise, and I believe He's going to deliver that promise. He said, I will write my laws on their hearts. Hallelujah. Lord, I believe you're going to do it. Write your law on my heart. I want to be changed. I want to get this old hardness of the human heart out of the way. God, I believe you're going to do it. I'm believing and trusting you. It's going to take a process. It's not going to be no instantaneous puff the magic dragon, here we go. Bed knobs and broomsticks or what? Escape to Witch Mountain? Instantaneous Lucky Charms or any of that. We just say, I'm gonna perfect you. You are gonna what did Jesus told who did he tell that to? Was it James and John? Surely you're gonna drink of the cup. He said, I got a cup prepared for you. And I'm gonna take you through a process. I'm excited. What wonderful grace, hallelujah. The grace of God. Not just unmerited favor. Not just the divine influence. But the power to take you through. Hallelujah. I want to hold on to that. I want to believe in that. Praise God. It feels good tonight in here. Sister Karen's a little cold, but I always kid her about that. So my wife says she's always cold. Sister Lynette's got it, but it feels a little warm over here. So you can get up. We're gonna come over here and talk here in a minute and warm up. Praise God. Well, it's just good to be here and be in service with my brothers and